Happy Friday morning, everybody. It's October the 12th, and you're here at the Airstream Chronicles podcast, and I'm the show host, Rich. Thanks for stopping by and spending a little bit of time here this morning with me. So, yesterday, let's talk about the follow-up. My iMac is back in Prescott, Arizona, but it's not available to me yet. So, supposedly, the work is completed, and like I said yesterday, they spent an entire 1 minute, according to their own email system that they sent to me. So I did stop by Best Buy. I showed them the email and I showed them the amount of time that was spent on the computer. And eyes got big behind the counter and the machine's not available to me yet with no other explanations. So today I have booked time. So 3 o'clock, I'm running by Best Buy just to get a status update. So I actually had to schedule a time to pop up there. So wish me luck with that one. So normally we're supposed to be talking about RV stories and travel stories, and instead today I'm going to be doing something a little different again. I'm going to talk about operating a small business once more. So I operate my small business from an RV, as many regular listeners know, and if you're new here, thanks for stopping in. I live full-time in an Airstream. I work full-time from the Airstream, and I'm not at retirement age yet. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Is there anything going on in Prescott this weekend? Of course there is. There's a big event on Watson Lake this weekend. A bunch of RVs are already parked over there. I might go over a little later and just take some video of the RVs and take some photos just for fun. And right now it's not raining, but we're supposed to have an 80% chance of rain today. So I'm thinking it's going to be raining and my walk will probably be a muddy one. All right. So I want to talk about small business. I'm a small business owner, and something that I don't enjoy as a small business owner is getting shopped. So I'm doing air quotes here, shopped by other small business owners. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, back in the day when I had the gallery and the studio, I would often get phone calls from people finding out my prices for portrait sessions, finding out my print prices, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd get emails, I'd get phone calls, and often a lot of the people who were calling me weren't interested in my service. They were calling me to find out about my pricing, and they wanted to be competitive with my pricing because they were actually trying to build a business like mine. And that's okay. Competition is perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with sometimes is when people call and they shop you for more than just your price information, they actually want to know your services. So they pretend to be a buyer. They pretend to be interested in utilizing your service. And one thing I've gotten good at over the years is knowing when someone's trying to shop me. So yesterday I got a contact on my business website, and the person getting in touch said that their business needed a hand, and I could possibly be the person to give them a hand. So I read through their very short email, and the bottom line was they wanted to know price, not what went into it. And for the industry they were in, I said to myself, well, they could have several different needs if they're really in that industry. But, they were non-specific. They just wanted a bottom line price. If you come here and do this for me, how much is it going to be? Not, can you build search engine optimization into that? I need a shopping cart. I need this. I need that. I need the other. None of that. They just wanted a bottom line price. So it made me a little nervous just reading the email, because I've gotten used to feeling those out. So I just did a search on the gentleman's name, claiming to be from one company, and he's not from that company. And his email was also a giveaway that he wasn't from that company. And just doing a quick search, I found him on Facebook and I found his business down in Phoenix, Arizona. And as it turns out, he wasn't looking for my assistance at all. He's looking for my pricing model for his business website, because he's still building up the website right now, offering services and products, and doesn't have all of his prices worked out yet or all of his offerings. So he was hoping that I would send him my whole package of information on what we charge and do. And I don't mind telling clients our prices. And whenever people do get in touch, if they are serious, we do put together well thought out packages that take us hours to assemble to explain each of the phases of a project with us. So it's not just a, here's the price. You know, if you want this many hours of shopping cart information, you know, putting together 800 or 1,000 items for sale, this is going to cost this much per hour, et cetera, et cetera. So we have to work that through with our clients, and we always do what's called a discovery process to find out the things that they're forgetting about, and to find out what it is that's a priority to them, and also to introduce concepts and topics that they might not have thought of, and then they realize, wow, we do want that included on our website. So I looked this guy up, and sure enough, he's trying to build a small business like mine, and that's fine, and I wish him well. Would I have a conversation with him about what we do, given that he's in Phoenix, I'm up here in Prescott, and I'm big about working mobile for some of my clients, and I've, you know, got clients in Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Georgia, the desert Southwest. So would I mind speaking to someone who's sort of a competitor? No, I wouldn't mind at all. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation a few months ago with a new business that's starting up in the Prescott area, and he actually asked me straight out, can I pick your brain? Absolutely. You can absolutely give me a call and pick my brain. Now, however, have I ever done this to competitors in portrait photography or web design? No, I haven't. I'm not going to do that and waste their time. I have looked around at other photographers' websites, looked at other web designers' websites. I've looked at their prices. I've gotten some ideas. But I'm not going to go in and waste their time and make them think that I'm a client. That's just so wrong. That's so rude. And I will say, earlier in the year, I was contacted by a house builder who I had met several years ago, and they build new homes throughout Arizona. And I had met him several years ago at a meeting with one of my RV resort clients. And so this gentleman got in touch with me, and he really wanted some help. I went and looked at his site. It was terrible. I went and looked at his Google. So there was a Google My Business page for him that he was unaware of, and his ratings were in the toilet. One star, people wanting to give him zero stars if they could kind of thing, and some pretty nasty stuff on the Google My Business page. So we spent a couple of weeks going back and forth with information, several conference calls, and I wrote a very, very detailed, it was over 6 pages of what we could do for them, the steps and approaches that we would take. And then we scheduled for another meeting to talk about when we would like to start the contract on building for him. And suddenly he had a sick family member. And suddenly all these things occurred. And he didn't call me back after spending weeks of my time and probably about 15 hours of my time getting everything together, having our conference calls, et cetera, et cetera. And in the end, he just took my suggestions, and I didn't put all of my suggestions in our discovery documents, fortunately. But the things that I did point out to him, I have gone back to his website, and he's taken some of my hints about search engine optimization. He's taken some of my ideas for the front page and things that he could do better. And he's also addressing the really bad positioning that he has on his Google business page. It was terrible. I mean, I read it and I was like, oh, I don't even want to show this to this poor man, because he's got some former customers who are terribly, terribly unhappy. So, but in the end, he shopped me as well. And he is in a business where we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars in profit for building the homes. And so he, rather than spending some money on his online marketing with someone who does this professionally, he's taken my suggestions and made a hodgepodge of things. So he's not a giant business. He's, you know, a mid-sized business, so not a small business, but they come in all shapes and sizes. And this year I've been really shopped by three different people this year. So seeing yesterday's email, I had a feeling right away. And sure enough, just doing a little bit of investigation. By the way, so the person who got in touch yesterday, they did include their phone number, so I gave them a phone call. And on their voicemail, the business name was not the business name that he claimed to work for. it was his design company instead. So right away, giant flag. And I said, well, there you go. I even found his Facebook page and information about the business that he's really running, not the one that he was pretending to run when he got in touch with me. So if you're a small business owner, if you're starting out, take it from someone who's been doing it for a while. Don't shop other people in your business area. Instead, be honest, get in touch with them, have a conversation with them, you know, let them know, hey, I'm starting out in this business too. I'm in your area. And so you might think of me as a competitor, but honestly, if you feel confident in your business, I have never felt weird about telling other potential competitors what we do. I don't feel weird about it. There's no industry and trade secret that's going on in my life. I had a gentleman get in touch this summer, as I said before. He is part of this new network that I got added to accidentally, and he asked me if we could have a conversation, and we did. So we talked about what I do and what he does, and honestly, he wasn't a competitor to me. He's got a market that he's looking to work with, and that market is nothing close to the market that I work with. So I didn't mind talking prices with him. I didn't mind talking about his strategies for picking up new clients in the Prescott area. And there's plenty of web design companies in the Prescott area. There's a lot of them. And everyone seems to have their niche. So when I look out at all of them, I don't go, ooh, the competition. I'm like, okay, well, these guys are doing this, and that's kind of interesting. And, you know, I'm doing this thing over here, and it's a very different thing. So, you know, I'm not scared or threatened by them to do what I do. They're going to need to get an RV. They're going to need to spend time on the road. They're going to need to hang out at their client locations and live in the client locations for a little while to get a feel for the parks. And they're also going to need to be good at photography, and they're going to need to be good at SEO, and they're going to need to be good about actually salt and peppering their search engine optimization terms throughout the website to get people ranked for the specific things they want to be ranked for. So going through and looking at his business, I was like, I'm not concerned about him at all. And his business is actually growing, and he's doing well. And I think he's doing well because he's really honest and upfront. He got in touch with me. We had a conference call that lasted over an hour. I gave him some great ideas. He actually thanked me for it. And I get emails from him now and again asking me what I would do if I was confronted with a situation with a potential new client. I've actually gotten a couple emails from him about that. And I know that he landed one of those clients. So I was happy to help. But shopping me and playing this game of, oh, I might be a customer, go ahead and write up all the information and tell me what the final package price is going to be and what you do in that package price, that's just really wrong, really rude, and you're wasting another small business owner's time. And if you're a small business owner, I'm sure it's happened to you too, and you know how you feel about it when it's all said and done. You don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate it at all. So once again, a real-world problem, whether or not you're an RVer, you live in a house, you live in an apartment, whatever. But this is a reality of being a small business owner, and it is going to happen to you. I've got a friend that works in the construction industry, and his construction crew is really great at what they do, and they do contract out to multiple larger builders, and he's been shopped by other contractors over and over again. It's just a time waster, and in the end, have a little more respect for your fellow small business owners, guys. That kind of tactic speaks volumes, and most likely you're not going to do well because you can't even be honest with your competitors about who you are. All right, everyone, I'm going to get ready to go have an interesting weekend. I'm going to step away from the computers. Hopefully I'll get my iMac back soon and it'll actually be repaired. I kind of doubt that, but we'll see. And all right, that's it. I hope that we don't have all the rain that we're supposed to have this weekend and I can get out and get some shooting in and finish off my new landscape photography class, which has been on hold thanks to the weather. As always, the intro and exit music on this podcast is licensed through soundstripe.com. There's a link to them down in the show notes. And if you want, you can also check out my website, my blog, and my YouTube channel, as I've been putting up more photo and editing tutorials there, and you might just find some enjoyment with those tutorials. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you next Monday.